Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years. And just a year ago, achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time, and it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
It's Courtney from LA, and I've had a day. How about you, Mary?
I wish you guys could see Courtney, because I am, you know, talking to her through a video, and immediately I was like, she's drunk.
Listen, you guys, I ran a 10K today, and I had to celebrate with a few drinks, so I drank like 40 of them. It was bottomless rosé. What was I supposed to do?
I mean, no judgment here. No judgment here.
Thank you so much. I'm sorry. Like, we already had to prolong it. So I feel like drunk is way better than nothing.
I agree. We're just happy that you could do this with us today.
So I'm just going to apologize for the next hour and a half. But I hope, like, that you can understand as, like, as a human being, as Lala would say, like, I'm here. I'm doing it. Like, let's do this, you know?
You had a Sunday fun day.
I didn't even mean to have a Sunday fun day. It was more like I got up at 5:30 a.m. today to, like, run this 10K. I had a personal record, like, personal best, which I think is great.
That's awesome.
But, and then they offered you 2 beers at the end. So, obviously, I had my 2 beers. And by the end of the 2 beers, it's like, we got to go to brunch. I am drunk. Like, let's do this.
I'm feeling good. Let's do some more.
Exactly. And then after you pay for that bottomless, you're like, you better fill this to the top every single time. And I don't know if you saw in the story, but in the bathroom at brunch, it said, please don't do Coke in the bathroom. And so I tagged Dorit. Wait, so what did you do? Tell me about your bridal shower yesterday, because all I see, I didn't even see the story, but my friend texts me and goes, oh, the two judgy girls story is going off. Mary loves her life.
That was like, okay, we got on that bus at 9:30 in the morning and we went
up. Like, tell us, like, start from the beginning.
Yeah, so I got on that bus at 9:30 in the morning and started having
champagne. This is for a bridal shower?
Yeah, and then we got to the bridal shower at 11, so I'm already like three drinks deep by the time I get to the bridal shower, like eating nothing. Then we had like
no charcuterie.
No, there was snacks.
Oh, but okay.
I was like, I'll have the champagne light on the orange juice.
Obviously,
yeah. And then we went to a winery after, and then like basically the ride home was like, really
you
messy.
Loved your, you loved your life. You were on the Golden Bridge. Like, I was cracking up because, like, I had to have, like, a chill day yesterday. I played, like, a 2.5-hour tennis match, and then I, like, chilled, and I went with some friends to a movie. So I was, like, having a chill day because we had our 10K today. And I just was dying watching the Insta story because I don't even talk to you yesterday. Like, there was no contact, like, outside of me just, like, LOLing, watching the story of, like, I'm crossing the Golden Gate Bridge. I'm loving my life.
Because all we were, like, listening to 90s music, like Lisa Loeb, Stay. Oh. I was loving it.
Oh, yes. That's the best. And was there Natalie Imbruglia torn?
No, I think there was.
I mean, I saw that there was Lucky.
Yeah, like there was like Blink 182.
Oh, so good.
I don't know. It was so great. Good. It was I was loving my life.
So what? So it went from 9:30. What time did you get home?
7:30 p.m.
At night.
And then so then I was like, oh, I'm gonna go home and get my dog, and I'll come back. So I did do that, and I ran into the dog walker, and I was asking her weird questions. I feel uncomfortable about it today.
It's like, you don't need to see the dog walker anytime soon.
No, like, I'll be avoiding the dog walker. I was like, isn't she the best baby? Isn't she a good baby? Do you like her? And she was like, okay, I have to go. Bye. I'm like, yeah, she's an angel.
She's like, yeah, Birdie's great. Anyways, you're like, no, tell me how great Birdie is. Seriously. She's like, no, I am off the clock. She's fabulous.
Yeah, and then I went back to the bridal, like, the after party of the bridal shower with the dog.
Well, as you should. As you should.
I haven't left the house today.
I mean, I wish I didn't have to leave the house today. Like, I've already napped. I've had an entire Domino's pizza. I got salt and straw ice cream. Like, yum. I've had brunch. I've had bottomless. Like, I have already ran the gamut of the day. And today Westworld starts, so I'm, like, super stoked to watch that tonight. I don't know if I'll make it.
I've just done 4 loads of laundry and ran the dishwasher.
That's great. You know what? It's the little things. Like, there's no judgment of how long and how great your day is. Like, as long as you feel you've done enough, that's all that matters.
Well, especially because we will be together this weekend in Portland.
That's right. We're having a girls' trip in Portland. We'll try to go live from Portland just to speak with some people. I'm a little nervous. Like, I've nonstop. Like, I was at Coachella last weekend. I checked my Fitbit. I did over 36 miles in 3 days. Like, I saw Beachella. It was Beyonce was amazing, obviously. Like, the whole, I've never had a better weekend, and I think people always say that, like, oh, it's the best weekend ever.
You did have a wardrobe malfunction, didn't you?
Well, thank you for bringing that up. So on Sunday, I decided to wear a white bodysuit and jean shorts. Sunday was the hottest day of the entire weekend, and I, like, told my friend, I was like, listen, you and I need to run. We need to go see the end of this band. I'm going to be so sad if I miss them. This is the only band I've actually wanted to see at Coachella. So I made him run with me. We're sprinting. We get there, and I'm, like, dripping sweat in a white bodysuit. Mind you, too, like,
it was 3 days before. It was sheer.
Besides that, like, I had pasties. I rocked some, like, pasties the entire weekend. But mind that, like, I had gotten a spray tan 4 days before that. the spray tan then decided that it needed to come out onto the white bodysuit. And
so
I rocked
really dirty.
I rocked a white bodysuit with spray tan marks on it. And then it just like, I could not stop. I'm sorry. Like, I know that there's more of you with me, but I had like under boob sweat, like no other. So I literally were like in the beer garden. I go, someone give me some Heineken napkins. And then I was like, oh, branded content. And I put the Heineken napkins over my boobs under the, to stop the sweating.
Under the white bodysuit. So you could see through them. So you could see that you were like your pasties. Yeah. Your pasties had become Heineken napkins.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, was I classy? No. But do you need to be at Coachella? Also, no.
No. Everyone's dirty there.
Yeah. So, that was... And you know what? I made it to day three before a wardrobe malfunction, and I managed to see the band that I wanted to see and the songs I wanted to see. So, like, all in all,
win-win. Win-win. Awesome.
Yes. So, it's literally the best weekend of my life. Best weekend.
Oh, well, I hope next weekend's better.
Well, I would love for it to rival it. Believe me, like I can't wait. I'm scared, actually, to be honest.
I can play you Natalie Imbruglia if you'd like.
Oh, 100%, please, please, please. Okay, let's get to some news. So we've been gone for like 10 days, so we're like hitting up. We have like, well, we've discussed, but True Thompson was finally born.
Yeah, well, and the name was announced. I think the last podcast. She had been born, but okay, now so we know the name is True. And I,
what do you think?
Well, okay, so Kris Jenner's claiming that her grandfather was named True, and I'm like not buying that.
I kind of agree. I feel like they're trying to give some excuse. I also thought that Kris Jenner like didn't. I thought she said it was like her dad that had the middle of name of True, and I thought there was this whole thing about how Kris wasn't actually close to her dad,
right,
she was
right.
actually close to her stepdad, this whole thing. I don't like it. Can we not just, like, have a regular name?
No.
What about, like, Robbie? I thought we were, like, going to go something with, like, Robert Kardashian. We're going to go that route of, like, we love our dad, let's give some sort of name.
No, I mean, it's kind of wild that they've had so many girls in the family.
Like, no boys. Yeah. No offspring. Like, who's carrying the Kardashian name besides Dream?
Well, Mason.
No, he's... They're all Disick.
Oh, yeah.
Rain and Mason are all Disick. So there's nobody besides Dream carrying that Kardashian name. And when Dream gets married, the Kardashian name's gone.
Right.
Like, granted, again, that's my family. We're all friends. And as soon as we get married off... And granted, I'm 31 and it's probably not happening anytime soon. But if it did...
I'm in the same boat as you.
The Frayne name is gone. Like, there's no more Frayne. It's all...
So I said if I had a boy, I would name them first name Mahoney. Only for a boy.
That's not a boy's name.
Well, it's going to be.
Mahoney Jones?
Mahoney Affleck.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good. Yeah, and... Do you do Mahoney Phoenix Affleck in order to, like, give tribute to the tattoo?
Or I would do Mahoney Ham.
I can't. You know, I have to tell you, doing this podcast while inebriated...
is way funnier.
Oh, my God. Things are so much funnier. And I'm so sorry for those of you that are listening that are not on my level. But, like, shit is funny.
I'm not on her level. At all.
Do you know what's also, like, really funny to me?
What?
Is the fact that Brandi Glanville is trying so hard to get back into Real Housewives that she's, one, taking photos with Sheena, and now she's hanging out with Leanne Rimes.
I know. That we posted about that. I'm not buying the Leanne thing.
I totally agree. Like, you don't get to have, like, an entire storyline about this and then be like, oh, we're friends. We're just, like, hanging out at Coachella. Well, and also, why are they both at Coachella?
No, I don't. They weren't at Coachella. It was at their son's birthday party.
Oh, I.
You were at Coachella when that happened.
I guess I read that wrong. I'm sorry. No, I thought they were at Coachella together, and I was like, "This is so weird."
No, but maybe she learned a lot in the marriage boot camp with her dad.
Ugh.
Do you watch? Are you watching that at all?
Of course, I am not.
Yeah, I'm not.
I don't. What channel is that? Oxygen? I don't watch Oxygen. I have standards. Just kidding. I actually really enjoy it. Like, that Oxygen's turned into, like, the ID network.
Wait, are you watching, like, what's going on with exes on the beach on MTV with Faith.
Okay, so Faith is super annoying. So obviously, like, I have to watch because I have no life. But she keeps trying to do, like, the Cardi B, Kardashian, RuPaul Drag Race, like that. Yes, exactly. 100, right? But, like, she does it every 3 seconds. It's so obnoxious that I was like, I actually have to pause this and walk away for a minute. She tries to do it every – she's trying so hard to be relevant so that she can go somewhere else within, like, where she can go on the challenge or something, which is, like,
I mean, she just hooked up with Jax.
But so, okay, relevant. But did you hear – so Stassi went on another podcast this week, and I can't remember the name because obviously I've been drinking and I can't remember my middle name or social security number. But she went on another podcast, and she tried to say – and she was saying how Faith is, like – she's AWOL from the military. She, like, did $300,000 worth of, like, stolen theft from people.
Oh.
Like, she's crazy.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so, like, there's all this shit about – I don't even care about the theft, and I don't care about being AWOL from the military. Like, she fucked Jax in front of a 95-year-old.
Yeah,
that's a big deal.
This is not a good look.
No, at all. But am I going to keep watching? Yeah, of course I am.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, of course. It's Jurors Day. It's X on the Beach Day. It's like, I can't get enough.
MTV. I'm just still watching Teen Mom.
Are you not watching Jersey?
You know, I have had so much going on. Watch Homeland, and I'm trying to watch Wild Wild Country.
Oh, Mary,
finished 2020, so I'm going. I think I'm just going to save that for another Sunday.
But you're telling me you did start Wild Wild Country?
Yeah.
What episode are you on?
2.
Okay, so 3 is when I think it really picks up, but are you not involved yet? Like, are you so stoked?
No, I'm
to see
involved,
what's going
and
on?
I actually think Sheila's one of the smartest people in the world.
Sheila is insane. I don't know whether to fear her or to love her or both. Michael Scott from The Office once said he would rather be feared than loved, and I think Sheila's on that boat.
She's feared.
She is so amazing. She's insane, and it's like, you were 16 years old when you went into this whole thing. Besides the point. Okay, that's all. I'm on board with Sheila.
Okay, let's talk about Carol wrote a blog this week. Like,
Carol has found her fucking voice.
She's found her voice, like, cutting down the Countess Luann. Like,
so what do you think about this? Because I feel like Carol has to pick a side, right? Like, you either pick Bethany or you pick Luann, but is it because Bethany and Luann seem to be on the same side this season?
Well, we know it's going to be Sonia, the Countess. I think Bethany's on her own island. And then it's Tinsley and Carol together. And then Dorinda and Ramona are kind of friends with everyone in a way. But nobody really likes Ramona.
Okay, so tell me, I didn't actually read the blog. So tell me a little bit about what she said.
She was just like, basically like, you know what? I'm actually a princess and I never say that. Like, you're not even a countess anymore. Like, Ooh. Bitch, please, you know?
She went into Luann. I like that.
And just kind of stuff like that. It's actually a really good, like, you need to read it because she's so... She's a writer. It was, like, well-written.
Writer girl. Say your words, writer girl.
But I really enjoyed that. And then, okay, then there's this other scandal happening right now in Charleston with T-Rav, and they're trying to cover up. Basically, T-Rav has, like, a sexual assault kind of lawsuit, and they're trying to cover it up.
Okay, Mary, I need to know, as somebody who's been a T-Rav defender for many years, has this turned you yet?
Yes. Oh. This is my thing with T-Rav.
Okay.
He's so simple. He just wants to be loved. He would still be with Catherine if he could be. Like,
he's disgusting.
He loves Catherine, though. I think he really does.
I think he's disgusting, and I think he's literally one of the worst humans on the planet. And I will say, since last season when he said that somebody in his family had special needs and they had Down syndrome, I 100% thought they were talking about Thomas Ravenel.
No, it's the brother. That's his brother.
I understand, but I think Thomas Ravenel is one of the most disgusting people. This week proved it to me of how gross he was. that whole plan B, I sprinkled plan B in somebody's eggs. I was like, you are so, like, I want to vom watching it. I cannot even express to you my, my fingers are going to carpal tunnel when I'm trying to, like, express how much I hate him. I hate him.
Well, this is going to be, I think, his last season on the show.
Fingers fucking crossed. Like, Whitney, you are a producer. You are the head of Renob. Get that fucking asshole and his... This is what I feel about Ashley. Ashley has dropped all of this weight. She literally weighs 12 seconds. Like, 12 seconds. That's... Guys, I'm drunk. I'm sorry. 12 pounds. She... Her collarbone is sticking out of her body. Like, she is not healthy.
So, I went back today, and I looked at her Instagram page from...
Yes.
Like, I went far back.
You deep. Just, you deep dove.
Yeah.
And...
She's lost a lot of weight, but
she's lost a lot of weight in just the past couple of weeks. Like, it is an unhealthy
But maybe loss. It's stress from the show. Like, the show's actually premiering.
Maybe, but it's not healthy either way. Either way, it is not a look. I actually feel bad for her, but I'm like, you need to get away from him. He is disgusting. He's disgusting. And you know,
she's trying to have his babies.
I literally never thought the day would come where I say I prefer Landon Dolphin. No, I'd rather her on the show than this waste of space.
No, I like seeing this Ashley girl. But wait, Mary, do you know anything more about this sexual assault thing?
I think it's 100% true. If you guys haven't looked it up, it's her name is Ashley Perkins. She talks about the sexual assault upon her mother. Her mother went on one date with Thomas, and I am 100% on Ashley Perkins' side. I can totally see Thomas being a disgusting fucking pervert. I'm so disgusted by him. He is the scum of the earth. And I hope he fucking rots in hell. Like, legit,
rot
I
want him to go to hell.
Like, if Britney was here, she'd be like, rot in hell? I want that fucker off the show. It's not even fun to watch him. He's disgusting.
Okay.
I don't want to see any scenes with him. I need to move on before I go into a full rage.
Right. Okay. How about this week I read the polls to you?
Oh, please. Okay. Thank you for understanding what's happened to me, which is alcohol.
Yeah, okay.
Explain how it works.
So you just tell me your answer and then I'll tell you
answer. Thank you.
Will Britney ever leave Jax? Wedding bells or raw and hell?
Well, we know what she should say, but you know she's going to do wedding bells. Because right now, when I met her, she said, oh, we're not going to Coachella. We're going to Kentucky. And she always wanted to get married in that Kentucky castle. And they took a photo from there. And I'm afraid that on the reunion, we're going to see that they get engaged.
I heard on the reunion that we're going to hear that.
It's like, nobody's excited for that. I do not want a spinoff of that. I don't want a spinoff.
Yeah.
But no, she will never leave him, what everybody says.
Okay, so 53% said rotten hell and 47% said wedding bells.
I wonder if people, that's what people want her to do as compared to what she would do. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who should leave Real Housewives of Beverly Hill? LVP or Erica Jayne?
I will say, people are very upset with you with this question.
I know. Everyone's like, none of them. Nah. I'm like,
I think Lisa Vanderpump needs to leave Beverly Hills and be the star of Vanderpump Rules. She kills it on that show. I don't really care for her too much on Beverly Hills.
Agreed. I think she's just kind of worn out her welcome.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But 61% said Erica Jayne.
Wow.
I also wonder, is the reunion just going to be like one episode? There's three. What?
Yes.
No, maybe two.
No, there are three.
Orange County only had two.
Yes, I'm telling you there's three. Okay. Hopefully Teddy finds her voice. We know Erica's going to be like, you've never seen me, Matt. It's expensive to be me.
It costs $40,000 to be me. Per month. Okay, so also I loved that Renna, Teddy, and Kyle went to Coachella together. Okay. I like when they're friends outside of filming.
Well, I like that too. I also think it's funny that like Delilah Bell was there and she was there in chaps. And I'm like, do you think that at any point Delilah was like, Mom, let's meet up? Or do you think she was like, oh, I have no service?
No, they definitely met up. They were like the chaperones.
Oh, you think so? I mean, Delilah's like 20 now.
I know.
Okay.
Okay. Would you buy Beverly Beach?
I mean,
wait, hold on.
Oh, sorry.
I'm buying the Lisa or teddy bear. No.
Well, it's only, I would maybe buy Beverly Beach because American Apparel is only an online store now, but like, answer is no.
Okay.
However, people that have bought Beverly Beach, and I know there's a few of you out there, you got to give us your reviews. We want photos. We won't share it with anybody, but we want photos. We want to see the reviews firsthand.
So 18% said, I'm buying the Lisa.
Wow. 82% said no.
Yeah. Wow, good math.
Yeah, I might be drunk, but I know my math.
Yeah. Okay, next question. Is Dorinda off her meds? Her meds are wine. Or Team Sonia?
Listen, I'm... Dorinda's clearly off her meds, but I gotta say I'm Team Dorinda over Team Sonia because Sonia is literally losing it.
Yeah.
So her meds are wine, I guess, is the answer, right?
Yeah. So people were with you. 91% agreed, and only 9% are Team Sonia.
Interesting. Okay.
Did Sonia fool around in the south of France? Yes.
Sorry, can you say that one more time? I missed that.
Did Sonia fool around in the south of France? Yes, Frenchie. No, she's a virgin.
Okay, can we discuss this for just a minute? Like, this was
a bombshell.
Kind of bombshell, right? Like, Dorinda brought up that Sonia fooled around and that, you know, he married her friend, blah, blah, blah. Like,
she outed her.
And all I was thinking was, wow, that Saint-Tropez dress really has gotten around.
Yeah.
And I am going with Dorinda. Like, Sonia messed around.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And 95% of people agree.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Do you love Carol having a voice? Princess Ariel. Do you get that one? Because she's a princess and Ariel got her voice.
So you know when I was 4, I was in the school play as Ariel only because I had thick hair.
Nice. How did you make it red?
I've got gidgets and gasms aplenty. I've got who's it and what's it galore.
Okay.
You want to think about Bob's?
I got plenty.
Okay, yeah. So, no, I did not.
I want more. Okay. So, and then the other one is, no, she can stop talking.
Princess Ariel, I'm loving Carol having it too. Because, listen, we've had Carol just being kind of the friend of with full-time space. I love that she's having a voice. That whole text, I was like kind of cracking up when someone's like, I texted you. She's like, yeah, I was still running. She's like, but I saw the read receipt. She's like, cool, still running. Like, oh, you texted me at 4? Yep, still running. Like, I was loving Carol.
Yeah. So this was a 50-50 split.
Wow.
You just keep on saying wow.
I'm shocked. I'm shocked at every answer. Being on this side, still shocked.
You woke up next to these are good ones.
Oh, these are good ones.
The hardware blender man or Mauricio?
You mean Peter D'Angelo? Yeah. At Pete D'Angelo on Instagram?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going with him.
Yeah, so 56% agreed. He was
should we just like talk about him for a minute?
Well, basically he was gorgeous and then people did some deep diving and he owns the hardware store.
I have to give 100% credit to the fucking jury. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you to the girl whose brother-in-law was. Thank you to the guy whose best friend it was. Thank you to those who deep dove into Instagram. Thank you to those who deep dove into LinkedIn. Like, you guys are the real fucking MVP. You came up within 20 minutes of us posting the story of who is this?
So good. Amazing. Slow clapping for you, baby.
Like, he was gorgeous. Now, granted, is he married to his high school sweetheart and they have 2 kids and he's the owner of the hardware store and Lou never hit it? Yes. However, could we dream?
We can.
Always.
We can.
Always. Okay. So, by the way, so last week we discussed things that we would rather do than have a truce with Sheena. And we asked you guys to give us your best things that you would rather do than have a truce with Sheena. And we collected, like, the top number, because I have no idea how many we collected. But we collected the top ones, and I think we have to read it for everybody.
Okay. You go first.
Okay, so I'm going to start. This Okay, and I just want to say, you guys had me in stitches. Like, I was cracking up reading these. I would rather have this, do this, than have a truce with Sheena. Okay, so the first one is, I would rather invite Alison Dubois to dinner and have her tell me that my husband will never emotionally fulfill me than make up with Sheena.
I would rather listen to Jesus Jugs Alexis Bellino's Fox 5 segment for 24 hours on repeat than make a truce with Sheena. I forgot about those. That was amazing. So good. That was good, so recall. Good.
Okay, I would rather have someone steal my goddamn house than make a truce with Sheena.
I'd rather shave Sandoval's forehead while listening to Ariana give me a five-hour dissertation on her cocktail book while she braids her brother's hair.
Oh, my God. So good. Okay. I would rather get naked wasted off Simon Barney's failed tequila venture and be forced to watch Tammy Sue and Eddie in the bathtub for the rest of my life than call a truce to Sheena.
So good. I'd rather chug champagne from a Viva Drescher's hollow leg, then call a truce with Sheena Shea.
I am like silently laughing at all these.
Sometimes I miss Aviva.
I mean, sometimes, and then I remember she's horrible, and I never want her back. I'd rather eat bear cheese off Jax Taylor's nasty feet than call a truce with Sheena.
I'd rather have Mikey rub baby powder and oil all over me and then spend the night in latex while Dorit's pasta-infused fights with me about the cups I use than call a truce with Sheena.
I'd rather have Vicky pretend to buy me a car only to tell me I need to start making the payments than call a truce with Sheena.
Didn't she buy her like a white Mercedes?
She bought Rihanna a white Mercedes. She's like, this is yours. And Brianna's like, yay. She's like, and you're going to make the payment. It's like, that's like a $500 a month payment.
We need to find that.
Yes.
I'd rather have Craig monogram my nipple than have a truth with Sheena.
CMF. Okay, I would rather sleep with James Kennedy's dad in his apartment above the pub with Lawless. Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you, like I'm feeling you. On repeat, then call a truce with Sheena.
That's probably the worst one for me. I'd rather watch Robbie Hayes facetune the shit out of his Insta pics for 24 hours straight and make me pay for his Disneyland pass than have a truce with Sheena.
Okay, do you know that drama?
Okay,
so here's what happened. So Robbie used to date Amanda from The Bachelorette. Remember her?
Right,
she's like,
yeah.
Someone that talks like this and has daddy issues?
Yeah.
Okay, so Amanda posted this tweet that said, like, oh, that moment when you get an email from your ex-boyfriend saying he needs to pay for, that you need to pay for his Disneyland pass. So she, like, doesn't name him. She just, like, states it, right? And, like, it's open interpretation of what ex-boyfriend and what bachelor person. So Robbie then decides that he's going to then post the emails on his and be like, oh, is this what you're talking about? Then one, post her address on there. Says, he's like, you know, you're going to, like, you better pay this kind of thing. And she's like, what? Like, why would I pay? Why would I pay for that?
Right.
Like, we're not together. There's no way I'm paying for you.
Isn't Roden and Fields making enough money for you?
Well, probably not. Probably not. But, like, he's a horrible. And then Sheena was like, I can confirm that Robbie's never been to Disneyland since then. I was like, Sheena, shut the fuck up. Stick your talons up your asshole and scrape some shit from your ass. Like, I am so over Sheena. I just, it's like, pick your battles, bitch.
Yeah.
I fucking hate her. Okay. And then the last one of, I would rather train for the marathon with Carol wearing Dorinda's bubble costume, followed by Jack sucking my marathon toes, than make up with Sheena.
You guys, thank you for your contributions.
Slow clap again. Those were, I mean, there were plenty more. We just grabbed some of the top ones that we were cracking up. You guys are so fucking funny.
Amazing.
So funny.
Okay, let's just launch into Vanderpump Rules. I feel like I watched it. It's almost a full week.
Yeah, tomorrow. Like, you guys get us twice this week, so we'll discuss the next episode on Thursday. But, like,
okay, so basically we go back.
That keeps on giving.
It's Jax's eyes still bulging out. He's unraveling and he's hitting the payphone. And Tom Sandoval thinks that he needs meds.
And he's like, what kind of meds does Jax need? Because if he's not on it, first off, we know Jax has meds for his herpes. Jax has meds for his Reiki. Jax probably takes Xanax daily. Then he also probably does a Lexapro. And, like, remember that Xanax Rock, the commercial that's, like, the Rock was, like, bleh, and it's, like, going like, a rain cloud?
Mm-hmm.
That's Jax.
I think that he's on steroids. That's the rage. And then poor Brittany's just apologizing for him. And Lisa's like, stop apologizing. You're going to apologize for him for the rest of your life. And I loved it. She's called her an enabler.
She is an enabler. They're all enablers of him. I don't, like, here's the thing. It's like, there's people like that Jax who crack me up with, they have, like, when he becomes the voice of reason when it's in regards to Sheena, like, I LOL. Right? Like, he's so right. But he's also, like, a horrible person.
She, like, doesn't see that, though. She just laughs with him. And
she's like, you know, y'all don't get to see me with Jax when it's just me and him. And he could be, like, the best person I've ever met. And, like, I see the good in him.
And like, you know, I think sometimes he literally dips my pizza in ranch for me and puts it in my mouth.
And then it feeds me, like, as if it was, like, a bundle of grapes. And, like, I just have to open my mouth and drips in and the cheese falls in. Then I got some crust and some
ranch
sauce. Right. Here's a real question I have, though.
Okay.
Is Julie Hewitt? And why is she sponsoring all these fucking parties?
I was like, who's this Julie Hewitt person? I wrote that in my notes. I'm like Pucker and Pout? Who is she?
So we have three lipstick lines in Vanderpump Rules world. We have Ariana, we have Katie, and we have Lala. Who's going to be the most successful?
I would wear Lala's.
Yeah, I think Lala's too. Like, Katie, I'm like, if there's, like, maybe weed in the lipstick where I, like, put it on the THC and it numbs my lips and then also puffs them up, like, I'd consider it.
It sounds like you have a really fascinating new line coming out.
Right. Julie, are you available? Julie, are you here or nah?
Nah.
I don't get it. Like, why is it that we go to, like, the lipstick line? Like, Pucker and Pout was, like, a blog, and all of a sudden now we have, like, a party at Sir.
Maybe it's, like, the cheapest thing to make or something.
Hers are expensive. She's selling them for, like, $35 a pop. No, like, I didn't buy Kylie lip kits for.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was, like, so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com, and love the skin you're in. Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. I've been using Way products for years. It's OUAI, and they just launched something new. It's the anti-frizz cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Way. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Way products. I'm a Way girly, but be fizz free with Way. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
That.
Yeah, that's like, wait. I mean, I think a NARS lipstick is not even that much.
Either way, like, I'm not buying Pucker and Pout.
No.
Sorry. I'd rather Pout than Pucker, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think that this is, like, we're finally, first up, okay. We're going into, like, and now because, like you've always said, right, like, you have the social media, so you see what things are now. And so we get to kind of see the inevitable fall of Stassi and Patrick.
Thank God.
Fuck that guy. And fuck that guy for getting Game of Thrones references wrong.
No, he's disgusting. He was sweating and
red
man bun and
no, he cut his man bun off.
But not
that's how bad his hair is.
I think he was still in it for this scene.
Was he? I thought it was cut off, but I just thought that he was like saying like, oh, Stassi, when I go to Amsterdam, I don't have to talk to you. But when you go on Mexico on a Mexican trip and you don't fucking text me within the first 10 hours, like, don't talk to me. He's like, and what words did he use? He used to be like myopic.
He was trying, I think she was like in awe of his vocabulary, but I don't think he even made sense. And I mean, he walked in and they had that really awkward kiss. Like, it was supposed to be on the mouth, but it was on the nose.
Oh, yes. That was hilarious. I was like, I paused it and I was like, oh, you missed.
Yes. And yeah, he said to wait for winter, bitch.
Yeah. And he was
and
like,
then, it's never a battle, it's a war.
She's like, you mean it's, no, he said the opposite. He's like, it's never a war, it's a battle. She's like, you mean it's never a battle, it's the war. And he's like, yeah, Jon Stark. I'm like, bitch, his name is Jon Snow, and don't you forget it.
Yeah, he is just trying to be condescending.
Kit Harington died for us, and then he came back to life. And I know you don't watch Game of Thrones, so it doesn't mean that much to you, but you don't get that wrong.
No.
Well, and especially when Stassi calls her followers Khaleesi's, like, she knows her details about Game of Thrones.
Right. Well, and he was a bad mansplainer.
He also called Sriracha Cholula, and that is very wrong. There is one Sriracha. It is delicious. Don't you ever dare call it with Cholula. And if I want to put as much Sriracha on my fucking mac and cheese as I want to, don't you ever fucking say something, Patrick.
They're very different tastes. Sriracha, yes. I put more like Asian. Cholula is more a Mexican vibe.
It just upsets me.
No,
so, okay, something that I LOL'd about was Kristen and Carter when Kristen comes in on crutches.
Oh, my gosh. Well, she said because she stubbed her toe. It's like, what are you talking about?
What?
Stubbing
a toe? Stub
toe? You don't need crutches when you stub a toe.
No, you don't. You really don't. I was, like, cracking up at that. I was like, and then, like, her departure, I just sat there and I rewound it 4 times. And I was like, this is... so good. It's just so good. She just like was like, ow, 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 just like trying to get out of the Sir kitchen. And then I wanted them to like cut. Remember when she was fired and like the cooks in the kitchen were like, oh, Kristen is fired.
Yeah, they were all so happy because she was such
I like wanted them to go back to that when she was like crutching her way through.
Yeah. She actually, I thought it was really funny when she compared herself to the car dealership thing that we've also compared Lydia to.
Yes, when she's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Yes, I enjoyed that very much. So I was like, Lydia, how'd you get on this show?
wrong show. Zip code.
So also, I want to say that we did, I looked very closely. Raquel does not have a glass eye.
Yeah, that was fake news.
Whoever said that to us, we appreciate that. But you really got us on the track thinking she did have a glass eye. And now all I do is stare at her eyes and they both move.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, I also liked how this episode that Kelsey basically called out Jax and was like, you want to leave Britney.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm going to go binge eat ice cream now.
Okay, when the juxtaposition of when Britney says, oh no, Jax isn't coming, and they like juxtapose to him in that apartment where he's like getting the ice cream out of the fridge. It's like, Jax, just let it, like, just defrost. Let it thaw for 10 seconds. And he's like hitting into it. He's like,
I also think that was like
from the bottle.
It was like Halo Top, because those ones like really freeze. The diet ice creams really freeze. And then I think he was eating like dried apricots. Like his binge eating was.
And drinking super milk weird. From not even pouring in a glass. He's like, no, I'm just doing it from the carton.
For sure. That's such
he's
a boy
disgusting.
Thing.
I did feel like I had a lot of feels when. I had a lot of feels and a lot of LOLs at the same time. When Katie kind of broke down to Schwartz
and
was, like, talking about her, like, life story. And then she was like, you know, this, blah, blah, blah. Like,
her depression. She says she had PTSD from the accident.
And he's like, I once almost ate a fruit roll-up too fast that I almost died from choking. And I was like, how fast did you eat that fruit roll-up?
I know. No, he ate the wrap. He ate the...
like, chill. Like,
no. Yeah, that's... Actually, okay, I think his parents are getting a divorce.
I saw that, and, like, I
after
just...
After 33 years or something.
I'm, like, so curious about the Schwartz lifestyle, because it's, like, the brothers, like, shocked me. The fact that his dad wouldn't fly out for the wedding,
yeah,
and the mom, like, barely made it. Like, there's a dynamic there that I need to know.
Super weird. But then I also thought it was, like, really endearing. Like, he was like, I knew this was the person you were going to become. I just waited around for it. I feel like they're just, like, simple bubbas.
They really are simple
or
bubbas.
Or are they just, like, really, really high? Or is she just on Xanax? What's going on? Like, she is such a different human being this season.
A little of both, to be honest.
Okay.
little bit. Something that I really loved about this episode, no Sheena Shay.
There was not even 5 seconds of her.
That should be such a disclaimer. We don't fucking need her.
Was she not invited to the party?
She was there. She was there. There's photos from her there. And what's also funny is that I saw Erica Van Olfen in the background of the Pucker and Pout party. She just was so non-existent, not needed, not anything, that we just could have an episode without her.
Yeah, interesting.
Thank fucking God. I'm so over her.
Another interesting thing. I love when Stassi talks to Brittany about Jax because she's already been through this.
Right.
And then she's like, you're blinded. And I loved her saying, what if you're wasting the best years? And then she said she wouldn't even go to the wedding.
I am 100% Team Stassi. Always.
Right. Do you... Oh my gosh. They'll for sure get married on the show.
I don't want to watch that. No, I think they're going to have a spinoff, but like nobody wants to watch that spinoff.
I don't think their last spinoff was that successful. So I think it would be like they'd make it more like how Katie, like basically all last season was about Katie. Yeah.
The season storyline.
Yeah.
I still don't want, like, it just makes me sad because I'm like, Brittany, you can just do so much better because like a wedding is not going to change who he is. And I think that's too real life to explain, but it's like, he's not a good person.
But I think like her mom's gone married 4 times, so I think she's kind of like, okay.
But it's like, is she marrying Jax or is she marrying Jason?
Well, I mean, right now, Jax is not happy and he leaves her at the end of the episode. Well, I mean, she gets in an Uber, but he's like, true. Don't make this about you. This has nothing to do with you. Needs changes. Just. You deserve to be married with kids. I'm not that person. You deserve more. And it's like, he clearly doesn't want to be with her anymore. And
he was waiting for her to break up, knowing that she wasn't going to.
But she's not getting it. And she's like, I want to be alone. Get out. Or then she says, I want to be alone. Get out. And then, how dare you do this to me? Pull this shit. He's throwing it all away at you, dumbass. I'm going to get an Uber. And have a Coke Zero.
It's true. I wish that they... It just sucks to know in real time that they're together. And, like, I just wish that Brittany would just, like, grow a pair. But whatever. Let's kind of gloss over Beverly Hills. Because, oh, what a surprise. Nothing fucking happens this season.
The best part of the whole Beverly Hills... Well, okay. I actually liked the bathing suits. Okay? I'm going to say that. Did think that Teddy thought she was going to Dancing with the Stars in her outfit. That was the weirdest outfit.
It was just interesting because it was like, it was in a, we're talking about Beverly Beach, right?
Yes.
Sorry. No, you actually cut off. It's not that I'm drunk. But I just was like, it was in a warehouse. It's like at Trunk Club, which is like a weird thing. Like, the whole thing was extreme. Did you also notice that Teddy had to sit second row?
Oh, no, no.
Yes, she made Teddy sit second row. It was like, the beachwear is literally American Apparel, like, leftovers. It's not good.
No, I like it. I disagree with
it. I mean, I think it's fine. Cute. I don't think the price point is okay. The price point is too high.
Yeah.
So... That also, what pisses me off is I'm like, Kyle, there's literally, like, no storyline. And then, like, this is the second time now on, quote-unquote, Dorit's night that you felt the need to say something. And it's like, who gives a fuck?
I really didn't like that. And then I also know that LVP and Kyle totally talked before. And LVP is like, okay, Kyle, bring up the magazine tonight. So Dorit, we ruined Dorit's night. And that we... you know, tell her that she's not going to be in the magazine.
Ooh,
I think that was totally plotted out.
Okay, she's okay. Like, I'm just like, it's also like, who gives a fuck if it's there or not? Yeah. Truthfully. Yeah. Who cares? Like, it's who is Beverly Hills Lifestyle's, like, clientele? Pandora?
Yeah, I don't know.
Jiggy?
Yeah.
Schnooky? Binky Boo, the new
actually,
puppy?
Actually, but you know what? I think Nicole Kidman was on the cover.
Yeah, but that's called paying for pictures to put on the cover and then having, like, a quote-unquote interview that you're pulling from other publications. Like, it's not real.
Yeah.
It's just dumb. Like, it's actually – the only thing that I was actually happy about for this episode was, one, that Camille showed that she was engaged.
Yeah, and but two, I also, like, didn't really care about that.
I didn't care, but what also, like, kind of shady, though, I thought the editors were shady, where they showed, like, Mauricio being to Edwin, like, oh, can't wait to have you install my
security stuff.
And then they're like, oh, Kyle got robbed. And it's like, what's bullshit about that is people are, like, tweeting Kyle about that. She's like, no, like, they actually didn't install it yet. It was before the installation. And I was like, those editors are shady. Don't shade Teddy like that. She's actually been lovely this season.
I know. And I thought it was interesting, like, they really made a point to show the new house and her closet and the Birkins, and then it's like, oh, all these are gone.
Like, don't show that shit. Also, though, the highlight of the episode for me was bringing Jonathan Anson in to cut Harry Hamlin's hair. I loved Blowout.
I love Harry Hamlin, the Renaissance man that he is.
The fact that they brought him back, I was like, yes. Yes. And the people were pissed. Like, why wouldn't he put a cape on Harry? That guy pays enough money. And then Rinna answered saying, a cape looks stupid on camera.
Okay, I thought it was funny he wasn't wearing the cape, and this was my logic. I'm like, Harry Hamlin wants, like, and then I thought it was weird that they did it outside, and I was like, Harry wants the birds to be able to use his hair in nests.
That's where you went?
Yeah. That's what I thought.
That's all. I feel like there's just nothing else Beverly Hills that I even want to discuss.
American Woman, I thought that was so uncomfortable when they were watching
Kyle
it.
Kyle was the only one laughing at the funny parts. Nobody cares.
It was so awkward. But then, yeah, like, they're I love the closing. I love the music of the closing. And, Kyle was the burglary. Dorit, the teddy bear didn't make it. I can't believe it was in Sports Illustrated magazine.
That is crazy.
Like, Renna's thing was literally, like, she's a momager and Lois is turning 90. Like, nothing happened to Renna this season.
Nothing happened at all this season. Like, it just was, like, a bore. And it's, like, 3-part reunion. Like, you better bring some shit that didn't happen in the fucking show. I'm over it.
Wait, do you, like... Okay, do you see, like, Lisa Vanderpump's stories about how she saves these dogs?
No, I don't want to because I don't like to cry.
They're, but, like, so sad.
No, it's just, like, I'm really emotional.
I, like, kind of want to donate.
Oh, well, you should. Sometimes when I get drunk, I like to donate to dog rescues.
Do it to
I
hers.
Haven't today yet, she's, but sometimes she's... when I get intoxicated and then I, like, go through Instagram and I'm like, oh, they need money, and then I'll send them money. And then I don't know until the next day when I see my email. I'm like, oh, I Venmoed money to that rescue. Good.
Okay. So basically, once again, nothing happened to Beverly Hills.
We got to talk New York because Sonia's spiral downhill is making me die of laughter. Like, taking the fucking jitney. Okay. Just be like, oh, reading the newspaper. Oh, news happens. Oh, this is great. Oh, where's my F-150 ride?
No. She literally pretends like the jitney is classy. And and then she acts like she's the only person taking this bus. She brings, like, a dozen red roses, her dog. And I was like, what's the deal with the dog's color? I was like, it looks like it's been dyed. Then we find out she literally dyed food coloring.
She said it was pink, and I'm like, that is not pink, my friend.
It's like a brown. And then, like, her walking there, she's, like, exhausted because of the juicing, and...
Oh, she almost got blown over by the wind. I was like, what is happening here?
No, and then the guy picks her up, Aaron, in the F-150, and then takes her to her car, which is, like, a 1980s Mercedes.
And I'm like, why is her... She doesn't have a house in the Hamptons. Like, why is that car there?
She's just so living in the past. But, like, at the beginning of this episode, she was asking if Lou had a dog, and then she said, I can't keep track of friends. Like, who's gone to jail?
Was the dog dead or not?
No, she said a line of, like, who's gone to jail and whatnot, which I'm like, is Sonia kind of psychic? Like, she's predicted that Lou was going to go to jail? Did you catch that?
I think Sonia's just crazy, to be honest.
Yeah, well, this is, like, her season. She's going down.
She's going down, I know, I don't mean to
she's nasty nice. And
Dorinda wanted to murder her.
Smiling and cutting your neck. Like, no, Dorinda reaches this point, and then so basically Dorinda's talked shit about you to her friends behind your back, and then she has 3 drinks and is like, I'm gonna fucking say it to your face now. Like, that's exactly what happens.
It's so funny. Like, I just was like, oh, 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 we're going there now. Okay, great. Okay, cool. Like, Dorinda is not having any of Sonia. Also, I know that we'll get to that. So I want to, like, backtrack to, like, okay, hot, so we go to the Hamptons.
The hot hardware man?
Oh, well, I think we discussed him. I mean, he needs his own episode, but, oh, God. It's like, give us a spinoff of Southampton. I messaged Lauren Workus, and I was like, were we going to this hardware store? Like, how do we not know about him? And she's like, I can't believe we didn't know about him.
I hope now she knows. I hope there's a return in Summer House. I wonder if they're getting a third season.
I know. I have no idea. But so what kind of cracked me up was, like, this is the episode of going to the Hamptons, right? Like, Dorinda's like, I'm going to drive the Range Rover. Thank God she brought her luggage this time as opposed to last time when she forgot it after fucking John. But, like, Carol and Tinsley were staying at a hotel because Bethany's house was full, but Bethany was really only having her daughter there. It's, like, a very interesting, like, concept of, like, oh, wait, Bethany doesn't want you there. She wants you at a hotel. But then Bethany's like, oh, so, Carol didn't want to stay with me.
Yeah, no, there's some lies going on for sure.
And then I thought the whole thing was weird because it's obviously, like, Carol is obviously, like, so over Bethany. Like, she does not want anything to do with her. And so she's
pissing, like, Bethany off.
And when Carol and Tinsley and Bethany had that brunch.
Yeah.
And, like, first of all, I thought it was a little weird because Bethany showed up and I thought that they would have been like, oh, hey, what's up? One second. Like, they're finishing their story. Carol was like, I am not even stopping the story to say anything to Bethany.
No. And Bethany's like, I guess I'm going to go to the bathroom because no one's talking to me.
I just am like, I'm over Bethany. Like, I don't really care. Like, I think the show would exist just as well without her.
I've been over her since she divorced Jason Hoppy.
Yeah, well, we know. You've always been a fan of Jason.
What did you think about Ramona's Maserati? You know, she's got a new, sexy, powerful car that has great energy just like her.
I'm into it. Like, you go, Ramona.
Okay, the best classic Ramona. She basically, these two random guys show up at her house to sell her art, and she puts them to work. She loves hired help.
She's like, oh, great. Could you put this in that room and this in that room? Oh, I didn't even realize when I had you guys come over for the art that I'm going to have you do some work, too.
Oh, my gosh.
I was cracking up. It was too good.
Another highlight this episode was the Countess singing Bethany happy birthday.
My fingers are crossed.
Day, dear Bethany.
I was like, if she does that for me.
I have a dream that it's Courtney's birthday on Cinco de Mayo, and we're going to Countess Luann 10:30 show. And I'm so excited.
Sing, like, she doesn't have to say my name. If she just would sing, like, happy birthday to you.
Maybe you can have a cigarette with her outside.
Oh, shit. I don't even smoke cigarettes, but I fucking do it for this. I'm like, hey, Lou, you want a Parliament light? I'm like, friend, someone, give me a cigarette so I can give it to fucking Lou right now. Come on.
Dying.
I'll cry. I just, like, it's, the thing I love about this cast, though, is that they can get together, all of them. Like, a lot of the cast, like, won't do everybody together. But, like, Bethany's birthday, they all come together. I like that. Like, then they split up. They do their own things. But, like, Beth's dinner, like, I kind of loved it.
Lou admits that
she was wrong and tells Bethany that she was,
like,
right.
You were fucking right. But of course she would only say that to Bethany. Like, she won't. It's like, Ramona was telling her the same stuff, but she would never tell that to Ramona. She loves kissing a little ass.
Did you notice with Ramona at the dinner, like, she picked up a bread basket? Yeah, she took a bread basket. Yes. And then just, like, kind of, like, did a, what's her name from OC? Shit, Shannon. Like, remember when Shannon's like, let me just smell it?
Yeah.
Like, she, like, smelled it, like, passed it around, like, in her arm, like, did a spiral, and then, like, put it down. And I was like, oh, that's how Ramona's looking good this season.
I mean, it's kind of amazing that, like, Tinsley is almost 40, and she's hanging out with Ramona.
She is over 40.
Oh, yeah.
She's, like, 41. Oh, I'm loving Tinsley. Everything about Tinsley this season, she looks
so much better, too.
I was like, Tinsley has this ponytail, and I was like, how do I get my ponytail to look like that? Like, I am into Tinsley.
No, she just looks, like, not as haggard, not as tired. She must be drinking less.
Yeah, I think she's just found herself. Like, regardless of whatever's going on with Scott, the Coupon King, like, she's just found herself. She's more herself. Like, she's enjoying it. She's got a friend in Carol who doesn't lock her doors.
And what was like, that? Like, you live in New York City. I mean, she clearly has a doorman, but still, like, you better start locking them now.
Right? And, like, maybe someone will take her ugly fucking couch. Or, like, baby, baby, and baby. Like, maybe one of the babies will go, so she only has baby and baby. But it's just like, well, okay, so then at the, so the main thing also, like, that we end the episode with is, like, the brunch at Luann's.
Wait, but let's also talk about how Sonia is once again going through people's closets and literally pulls out the most disgusting old slippers to wear with her caftan.
Like,
it's
what?
Like, Kyle Richards, stop selling those things.
When she's like, well, Dorinda's gonna get mad, but Lou would never care. I'm like, I think the answer is actually you don't go through people's shit.
No. And then I'm like, what happened in Costa Rica? She basically is saying that she went to Costa Rica to get off the antidepressants. I don't know if she's just like, was it rehab really? And like, she looks kind of different too. Like,
it's
maybe she got
strange.
A mini facelift, or like, there's something with her nose.
She's definitely like, Sonia's off her rocker and something's happening and it's very strange.
Once like, again, I'm just like living, she's like, well, I had to get off the antidepressants and because of the weight and, you know, I'm just so burnt out. The divorce, you got divorced 10 years ago. The lawsuit, the kid, everybody has kids, like college,
this is her,
SATs,
argument.
You shipped off your kid. Like, come on, though, you're paying so much money. Those schools are taking care of all the applications for you for college.
100%. Like, Dorinda is like, you don't get to keep using that excuse 15 years later. Like, I'm over it. Like, she's like, oh, let me have a reservation in heaven. Oh, yeah, I saw Richard. Like, the decor was 99 red balloons. Like, this is great. Like, fuck you, Sonia. Like, she went off and I was like, I can't even follow this. This is like a ping pong match and it's wonderful, but I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. No, and then, but then, like, Sonia's trying to deflect and is like, well, the contractor, Mario. I'm like, Sonia did not hook up with that contractor.
Ramona.
Or, sorry. She yes. did not hook up.
Yeah, no, I agree. And even Ramona was like, what the fuck? Like,
it was like a monologue of insanity.
Like, it was so weird. And I just felt like Dorinda, the problem is everything Dorinda said was true, but the delivery of it was like not good.
I buried my husband. Your husband left you because you were fucking around in the south of France. And then he married your friend, honey.
And I was
you
like, what friend
ass.
Is this? What friend is this?
We need to Google that.
I'm so curious about the whole thing. Like, it just, this is the season that we never knew we needed. Well, we knew we needed, but, like, it also delivered.
Well, I mean, they're carrying the franchise.
Like, 100%. Like, New York always brings it. And, like, thank God they do, because I cannot wait for more. Like, this week is going to be so good as well. Like, I just can't wait.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you come back from that. How could you ever be friends with someone after that?
No, so you'll just pick, well, you know, the jitney. Then she moves on. Okay, so
would her ex-husband be 87 now?
Yes. Are you Googling it?
Yeah.
100%, yes. He's like an old man.
Oh, yeah, so, okay. So she was only married to him for 8 years.
Yeah, no, she's been divorced longer than she's been married to him.
Interesting.
So here's what's funny, right? So moving on. So what I'm loving about Southern Charm is we still have not gotten a regular intro. We just get like this like turned down version of like,
Ba-ba-dee.
Ba-ba-doo, he's unemployed. He won't pay your bills. He's a crazy man. He's gonna go after your ex. Ba-ba-doo.
Ba-ba-dee.
Like, what?
I know, and then actually I thought about this. I'm like, oh, did they like call the lady that sings that and like make her redo it?
I think they did. I literally think that they made them because we've not gotten a regular intro. And I'm like, I think they're asking her to do a toned down version of it.
It's really quite hilarious.
What I'm loving though is like Catherine like having her kids back. But I'm not like, what pisses me off is the fact that they're even going, like, does anybody that's like doing this case, are they watching this show? Because why would you want those kids with Travis, or Travis, T-Rap? He's a fucking horrible human being. Like, those kids should be with Catherine 100%. She's gotten her life so bad, like, so much better than what it was. He's a horrible person.
It's, like, crazy they only go there every other weekend. That's
like,
crazy.
He's disgusting.
Yeah.
He's not a good person.
He's the impregnator. I make a woman, of course, coffee, and then I make her some eggs and cheese and sprinkle in a little Plan B.
No.
And then they try to, like, the red in the bathroom. I'm like, no. You guys,
with the blood?
Yeah, they, like, no. I don't think they had sex in there. I think they were eating pasta in there.
Oh, you think the blood was from her nose?
Yes,
Mary. Yes.
Like, the red, please. And then she's like, she's like, well, my birth control tracker is this period tracker. It's like, you might as well do the temperature. When your temperature spikes, that means you're ovulating. Like, no. She's trying to get pregnant.
What's disgusting to me is that she thinks, like, she probably thought when she was, like, taping the show, like, people are going to love me.
She's like, I want to marry you. I want to kiss you.
Yeah, it's like, I watched Miss Congeniality, and you are no fucking Sandra Bullock. Ever.
Oh. And then the camera. Okay, the Cameron stuff is pretty interesting. Just her being not into being pregnant, being like she's in disbelief about having this baby. But Whitney doing the Lamaze class with her made me feel so uncomfortable. And he was like trying to be like, I'm looking at your boobs. I'm like, you are not attracted to this pregnant lady.
You're not attracted to women.
Exactly.
But I like the Chelsea going back, like going with her to the ultrasound. Like it made me be like, oh, they actually are like true, like old friends. Like yeah, I like that.
She's crying.
I thought that was
she
cute.
Had that tan pregnant belly.
What did you think about the fact that Pat wanted to throw Cameron a baby shower, but then was like, I will control the invite list.
I mean, they just let her do whatever they want. Like, and then. Like, I mean, clearly Catherine's not going to be invited, but I'm glad that Catherine didn't make that a thing in terms of, like, well, you should have said something because it's your baby shower, you know?
Right. She just was like, if that's what she wants, that's what she wants. I'm like, you know what, Catherine, pick your battles. That's a good one. Good one to, like, just pass. I also loved, I, like, weirdly ship Catherine and Craig together.
I'm not opposed to that.
But I just kind of, this is the sad thing is wish she didn't have kids.
Have they hooked up?
Like long ago before the kids.
Right.
So I like them. I thought they were adorable. And I like that he just was like, when I left Naomi's, all I had was a sewing machine.
I know.
So like I had like, and so he like just embroiders things. And like, I love you, Craig. Like, you know what? You do own two houses. And I don't like Naomi going after him. I think that there's this weird, like, I think he's such a defender of Naomi, which I really like. Like he's always just kind of like, oh, babe, like, no, blah, blah, blah. Like, he's always got her back, and I don't like that she's attacking him because, like, he has her back, and, like, you just got to go with that.
I mean, Craigie is sad. He's so depressed that situation didn't work out. He's being loyal to her. I think they could get back together.
You think so?
Yes.
I wouldn't hate it. I wouldn't hate it. I just feel like I kind of like them apart, but I do like them together. But I just don't want her to be angry because I think she's actually very much the Greek chorus here. But I can't, like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, she's almost.
Put your headphones back on. Okay.
I like her, but I can't. I don't know.
I didn't like her outfit. That was like the 80s. I also like the theme was kind of weird. Like the theme was wasp. Like that was weird.
It was like you have Southern Charm Nola and then you have Southern Charm Southern Charm like original and they're like, "Oh, we don't have any black people here."
I know. And then yeah, the New Orleans ones.
Are you into it? Did you watch it?
I did. I feel like they're just setting it all up.
I'm into it.
Yeah, I'll be watching for sure. I would be happy never to watch JD on this show ever again. Like JD and Liz showing up was so calculated and like making these appearances, and JD's face was so fucking red. He's disgusting.
It actually pissed me off because I was like, Liz, are you fucking serious? Like.
And I loved what Naomi said. She's like, I could see him smirking. Like, he's like, I won. It's like, Liz, why are you doing this to himself? Like, everyone knows who he is. He's a piece of shit.
He's disgusting and he owes fucking money. Like, he stole all your money.
Yeah.
Did you catch when T-Rav said that he pays Ashley's apartment?
Yes, and I loved actually the dad talking. He's like, "Ashley is much too nice for you. if you can't eat it, spend it, or make love to it, you gotta laugh at it." I was like, "What are these sayings?
They're literally not making sense.
No,
at all. Like, I need the Ravenel family to get the fuck out of here.
I think after this season, he might be down." But also, okay, so Miss Patricia and Naomi's talk when she's like, "Oh, someone's at the door." Like, nobody was at the door. And then okay. And then Naomi's so scared. She's like, "Are you mad at me?"
She's like, "Oh, shit, I thought I had." And I'm like, "I'm not trying to be rude, but, like, why? What does Pat hold over them?"
I don't know. Like, all the girls worship her. And then all the guys, not one of the guys has a job. Not one of them. Craig has the sewing business. Austin tastes beer during the day. Shep is just a career alcoholic. T-Rav is living off the bridge. JD stole all the money. I mean, it's disgusting.
You're totally right. Like,
Boys Club's so going down this season, though.
Yes, but I do love that. Like, I want them to all go down.
Yeah.
I'm okay with the boys, Craig, I want Craig to succeed, to be honest. I want him to succeed.
He's
growing.
Done more in the last 2 months than he's done in the last 3 years.
This is true. I just love Craig, as you know, so I can't.
Well, I think these guys are just hungover every day, and I think he's the least of an alcoholic out of all of them.
Right? Like, I think he just, like, literally just, like, wants to sew and make, like, outfits for teddy bears for Cam and, like, give it to Palmer and just, like, and just live his life, live his best life.
I agree.
I also think that they need to bring out, like, we need more of Naomi's roommate. We need more of Craig's roommate. Like, we need some, like, fresh
Naomi's,
blood in here.
Naomi's roommate with the silver mask.
Yeah.
Classic.
I was like,
what's his name? Wilson?
Wilson, Tom Cruise's, or Tom Hanks' volleyball.
Yeah. Okay.
Is there anything else we need to discuss here?
No, I'm sorry this is super late, guys. We'll re-record on Thursday. We'll be in Portland being silly together this weekend. And we'll see you on Cinco de Mayo at the Countess's Bash.
Yes, thank you guys so much.
Don't forget, see you next Tuesday, June 12th in LA. We'll see you there.
Yes, we hope you had a great weekend, like us, and hopefully you're all drunk listening to this too.
Okay.
Bye.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be, like, never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford Tough, Built Ford Proud.